If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So now that if you've studied the Word, you spent an hour or two every day with God for the last 30 years, how much of the Word do you have in you? A whole bunch. You got it in there. You put it in there. You've hidden it in your heart. And once you've got His words in you, and if you're abiding in Him by being in the Word, and those words are abiding in you, then you know what His promises are. And He says, if you do that, you shall ask what you will. So now then, if God can do anything, and nothing's impossible with Him. And so I got a little granddaughter that they tell me can't live. What did He say I could ask for? Anything. Let's go to John 14:12. We saw some of the things that Jesus was doing and how He was healing the sick, casting out devils, and all the things He was doing. But in John 14:12, it says, the truth is, anyone who believes in me. Are you a believer in Jesus? Okay. Anyone who believes in Jesus will do the same works that I, Jesus, have done, and even greater works, because I'm going to be with the Father. Now, will that put you to the test, young lady? Do you believe you can lay hands on the sick and they get well? Do you believe you can cast out a demon? Oh, you got it with that little smile there. Said, I hope so. No, you're not going to hope so. We know we can, because Jesus one made you and me the promise. Right, brother? If Jesus said this, don't you think it's time we ought to start believing the King? I'm telling you, it sure does do good things when you believe the King. I mean, when you believe Him, everything that Jesus did, somebody said, well, now Jesus was God. But Jesus was a man. And He laid down all of His deity and He became a man just exactly like you and me. He just walked holy before the Father. And therefore, by walking holy before the Father and hiding the Old Testament law in His heart and having it in there, then the Word of God was in Him and He was in the Father. And so when He asked the Father for anything, the Father never turned Him down. He always said yes. Now then, is there any difference between you and me and Jesus? No. Because where is Jesus today? Right here. He's in here. So Jesus is not off up there in heaven. He's right here. He's here to meet our physical needs. He wants to heal us. He wants to deliver us. He wants us to walk holy. And He wants to give us all this kind of power. After this scripture right here in John 14:12, when Jesus said we could do the same things He did, then He made two back-to-back promises in John 13 and 14. And I want you to see those two promises He made right after this. You can ask for anything in my name and I will do it, because the work of the Son brings glory to the Father. Yes, ask anything in my name and I will do it for you. Now, you know, I'd read this, and some of you heard me tell this story before, but I love to tell this story. I wondered after I saw this all these times when Jesus put these powerful things in here double. Why did He use it twice? Why did He say, Saul, Saul, Samuel, Samuel, David, David? I thought, why? And then these promises like that, a double whammy, back to back. I wondered about this for years. And I asked the Lord, Lord, I don't understand it. Why do you do this? Why did you have to tell us twice? Then one day I was listening to Dr. James Dodson when I was coming to work one year. Driving along, Dr. James Dodson said, you know, there is a very unique principle that takes place in the womb of every mother with a son when the son is 24 weeks in the mother's womb. He said there's a chemical process that burns the link between the right and left brain into on every male child, and it does not happen with the females. The link between right and left brain of all the females is always connected. So you girls have the ability to communicate right and left brain instantly. And we don't have that capability. So we have to mold things around a little while over here and it gets sent around through who knows how many circuits till it finally gets over here. Sometimes an hour or two or three or 4 days later, we finally compute what y'all computed instantly. So he said, every man should listen to his wife because she's able to communicate and think a lot faster than he is. But said, have you ever seen in church a man and woman standing together and the song leader says, 122 standing on the promises. And she starts flipping to 122 standing on the promises. And the man says, honey, what page did he say? And she said, 122 standing on the promises. Said, he never gets it the first time. Always takes him twice. So he said, is every woman already new? Every man was born with brain damage. How many of you girls know us guys are born with brain damage? Just hold up your hand. You know that, don't you? Well, see, she knows the truth. She knows the truth, just like mine. All women know that you tell your husband, sometimes twice is not enough, is it? That's right. Sometimes I have to tell him about 3, 4, 5 times. Then he gets it, right? I know, brother. I'm the same boat you are. I mean, I understand, you know. But God knew this too. Isn't it amazing how he knew this way back yonder? Because he's the one made us. He's the one put the first little boy together. And I'm probably, maybe, Adam didn't have that problem. But that was probably part of the fall. And probably the first son that Eve had this problem. But I don't believe Adam had this problem. I think he was made perfect, and I don't believe he had the problem. But because of the curse that came upon us, because of the sin, that probably came upon every young man from that day to this. And it's still a fact. No man can put that back. Nobody. You know, I just happened to think, you know, God, I had never thought to ask you to restore that in my brain. Hey, nothing's impossible with you, Lord. So do I have to stay like that forever? Maybe not. Hey, praise the Lord. I just got a revelation while I was talking about that myself. Lord, I'm going to ask you to restore my left and right brain so I can communicate as fast. No, Lord, I want to communicate faster than my wife. In the name of Jesus. Hey, praise the Lord. Do what? Hey, you can't ever tell. Maybe not. I hope not. Oh, goodness gracious. Praise the Lord. If there's one thing about it, I am a man's man. I guarantee it. My wife tells me that too. She said, you're definitely a man's man. But this here, what can you do with these promises? Now, my wife, talk about my wife, when her father, now this is before we got married, before I even knew God was going to put us together, she was a lady, a member of the church here, and she called me one day and said, Thurman, my daddy is laying in the hospital and here in Dallas, and 5 doctors said he's not going to live. What can I do? And so we talked, and we had her pray, and I gave her these 2 scriptures. I said, if you'll take those 2 scriptures, and you'll go in, and you'll make note of what the doctor tells you, if you'll say, thank you for telling me, but I don't agree with you, I'm agreeing with God. And I said, if you'll stand on those verses, you can bring your daddy through this thing and you can get him healed. Well, the doctors, they told her several times that her daddy was going to die in about, I don't know, 2 weeks or what it was, 3 weeks. She knows the exact days into it. She called me at the ministry center and said, Pastor, I have got to have you prop me up today. These doctors said, my daddy said, call in the family. He's going to die today and I'm not ready for my daddy to die. I said, okay, young lady. I said, you take those 2 scriptures in John 14, 13, 14, I give you. And she was crying. I said, first of all, dry up them tears. I said, woman, now, you know, I'm not too easy on you girls. You know, when you call me and you're crying, oh, my daddy's dying. I said, hush, dry up them tears. God told us to come boldly into the throne of grace. He didn't tell us to come in there sobbing and pray, you know, oh, God, my daddy's dying. I said, he didn't tell you to do that. He told you to come boldly into the throne of grace and tell him what you want. So I said, drop them tears, woman. Let's take John 14, 13, 14. We're going to come to the throne of grace. I'm going to ask the Father to do a miraculous, mighty healing on your daddy. And then you're going to go back in there and you're going to tell them doctors when they say your daddy's going to die today, you're going to say, thank you for telling me. I don't agree with it. The Word says this, and this is what it says. And this is what these scriptures are to quote. So we prayed. She quit crying. She walked back in and the doctor said, well, I'm sorry that your daddy's going to die today. She said, thank you for telling me, but I don't agree with you. I agree with the Word of God, and this is my Bible, and this is what my Jesus said. And bam, she brought her daddy out of that thing. He totally got completely healed, went back to work, and drove a car and everything else for another year. And he was 85 years old. Now, what can you do with those promises? If you stand on them by faith, you can take a daddy that's on a deathbed, like my wife did, and stand on them promises. It don't matter what the doctors tell you. You're going to say, but Jesus said. Isn't that amazing? You know what most of us do whenever you walk in and the doctor says, I'm sorry, but your granddaughter's, it's over. She'll die today. You see that number there on her brain, 22? I said, yes, sir, but I don't know what that means. You know, I mean, 22 pounds of oil pressure is not enough on an airplane, so maybe I should have had 60 or 80. Well, see, them numbers I don't understand don't mean nothing to me. He said, well, that's not critical. That's critical, critical. So I don't care. With my God, nothing's impossible. You know? I said, she's going to be fine. No problem. He said, sir, you don't understand. I said, no, you don't understand. I don't live by what I see or hear or smell or feel. I live by what's written in the Word of God. I said, this girl, she's not going to die. I just worshiped the King. I walked up and down beside her bed. I sing little songs and I praise the Lord. About 5 hours later, that little social worker walked over me and she said, I'll never forget you or this day as long as I live. I said, why is that, man? I never seen a man that had lost his wife and daughter. And then we told him these other little girls are going to die. And all you can do is walk up and down and praise God and sing songs. I said, ma'am, you're going to see the greatest miracle you've ever seen in your life. I guarantee it. Because I'm doing what God told me to do. Worship Him, praise Him, thank Him. I don't understand what He's doing, but I know He's glorifying Himself. And I'm standing on His mighty Word. And I didn't cry. I didn't scream. I didn't kick. I didn't say, God, where are you? What are you doing? I know the King knows what He's doing.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.